Hello?
Yes, in front of each, Jeff Fenton?
Yes.
Mr. Fenton, my name is Jim Hivner. I'm the clerk of the appellate court.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to hear back from you today. Thank you. I'm good. I had a couple of questions for you, and I don't have it in front of me. Just a minute.
I had a case number associated with you that... is that what you're asking about?
I was asking about the transcripts. I don't remember if you remember. I emailed you a while back, and it was regarding the transcripts for my my appeal case that had to go through the Williamson County Chancery Court first, and I do have the COA number here, if that's helpful for you now.
Is it 2019-2059? Is that the one?
Yeah, yeah, it is. So, my concern...
I'll be honest with you, I do not remember your email, but that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, that's okay. I can forward it back to you if you want. You actually replied to me, and that was you said that was a rarity, but I appreciate that. But it was... it was in regards to concerns of my transcripts being accepted by the Williamson County clerk, Ms. Beeler, and I had emailed them, and they weren't to be accepted by email, so I mailed them, and
I kind of remember this.
I sent a response with it that a bunch of exhibits, and I sent a response with this, and because they had filed for a dismissal, motion to dismiss, so I was both. I was both providing my transcripts and replying to the motion to dismiss, both to the county court and the state court simultaneously. The reason I didn't copy them to you guys is because I sent you guys, I think, everything else except for the transcripts, but I was told by one of your people, who is that? I really like her, but...
Lisa Marsh,
yes. I was told by her specifically not to send you guys the transcripts directly because they weren't worth the paper they were written on until they were approved and certified by the trial court. So I had sent those only to the trial court, and I sent everything else to you guys as well as the trial court anyways. So, in addition to that, I had contacted, because there was all these questions about what was the original or certified transcripts and whether or not it needed the physical signature, the automated signature, or just needed the ID number of the transcriber or whatever. And so I had contacted the lady that did the first set of transcripts on 8-1. And she actually ended up physically signing it. In addition to everything that I'd already sent, I sent a box full of stuff to the Chancery Court, but in addition to the stuff I already sent, I paid the lady that did the first set of transcripts an extra $75 to walk them into the courthouse that day and have them stamped, so there'd be no question about that. I was unfortunately not able to do that with the lady who did the 829 transcripts. However, you ended up giving me an extension of a few days anyways, and my box of stuff arrived at the Chancery Court box on the day that was the original deadline in the first place. But because it was part of a box of stuff, they did not, for whatever reason, consider it or have it certified as a transcript. And so it's been sent to the state court now. That I've talked to them, and they said, well, it was all forwarded to you guys. You guys can do whatever you want with it. But it wasn't when I received my technical record. I discovered that it wasn't listed on there, and that it so therefore it hasn't been certified by the judge and probably isn't worth the paper that it's written on. And that is my concern, is because that's a very crucial that's a very crucial transcript, and it was even one that the judge had insisted on having because I was a pro se litigant, and it was me, Miss Virginia Story, and the judge in this huge courthouse by ourselves, and the judge said, just a minute, and he ran out, and he got a reporter and brought her back to record it for, you know, I guess the safety of the court, you know, so that I couldn't make false claims. So of all the ones that should be approved, it's that one because they initiated it. But that's my concern, is that that a lot of crucial things took place during that testimony that I need to have counted as part of the transcripts, and I'm not feeling as though that's what happened.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not clear what you're telling me. It sounds like you're telling me that you sent some documents or some transcripts to be filed with the Chancery Court Clerk's office, and I got the impression at one point that you said they transmitted those documents to my office with the record, but then
right,
maybe they didn't. So I'm not really sure if you're telling me they did or they didn't.
No, they're telling me that they did as an exhibit, but not as an official transcript that they've vetted.
As an exhibit to what?
As an exhibit to the response that I sent regarding their trying to throw my motion, trying to throw my whole appeal out, motion to dismiss, because I had not filed the transcripts. So I wrote a response to the motion to dismiss because I had not filed the transcripts, and I included the transcripts as an exhibit. So that made the most sense to me, and it put it all together, and
the motion to dismiss was filed in our court, right?
Right, but I
did you send a response to a motion to dismiss filed in our court to the Chancery Court?
When I talked to Lisa, I was given the impression that I could file multiple things simultaneously, and since this was something that she said I needed to take up with the Chancery Court, I've honestly been quite confused since things changed from the Chancery Court to the State Court. To be honest with you, I don't know who's handling what, especially during this period of time of them having to gather all the records and then move them to you guys. So I figured that by addressing everything together and sending it to both of you, the only thing I didn't send to you guys was the transcripts, because again, I was told they weren't worth the paper they were written on until they were vetted. So I sent everything to both of you. I spent $500 on postage and shipping and fax fees and everything else to send this 13 different ways to make sure I did what I needed to do. And it doesn't sound to me like it's going to benefit me the way I need it to, as far as being taken as a transcript and not just some exhibit that's buried in a box somewhere.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. So now tell me what it is you would like to happen.
I just would like it to be vetted and accepted as an exhibit so that I can refer to both of the trial exhibits, which I had professionally transcribed, which they knew about.
You want it to be treated as a transcript, not an exhibit, right?
Right. I want it to be treated as a transcript. And, I mean, it was referenced as an exhibit to my argument about not throwing out the motion and about me failing to provide. It was a multi-purpose thing. It was my response to the failure. Here I have it written down. It was appellant's defendant's response to notice of failure to comply with Rule 24B or C or D, response to appellee's motion to dismiss, and response to the corresponding administrative order by the Tennessee Court of Appeals. So I lumped it all together to try to cover everything and then sent it to both courts. So part of that was from the Chancery Court, which was the beginning part, the failure to comply and to submit my transcripts. So I was replying to that, and at the same time saying, "Here it is, here it is." and then I was also trying to reply to you guys and their motion to dismiss, which had been sent to you by Virginia Story, and the administrative order which you had handed down, that I had a certain amount of days to get back with you on this, or else it was going to be dismissed. So I was trying to handle all of that together with the understanding I thought that I could, and not knowing exactly what goes where, and providing the documentation, again, that I had already emailed, but they didn't accept it via email, and that I never knew anybody was even waiting on, because, like I said, the court itself had gone and got the court reporter, and I ordered these to be the full transcript to be created as soon as I could. So I mean, I've had these. I'm not trying to withhold them from anybody. You know.
I understand. So here's what I ask you to do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we can help you to get things where the way you want them. If you will send an email to me at appellatecourtclerk@tncourts, so that's appellate.
Yeah, I think it's the same. I've got the same email that you sent me last time. I could just reply to it.
Okay. Yep, that's fine. If you will you do not have to give me the whole story, because I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Just send me a quick summary of what we discussed.
Okay.
And I will follow up with you about it next week.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just
I understand what you're trying to accomplish, and I understand what has happened, and it makes sense to me what you're trying to accomplish, and I will follow up on it and let you know if there's anything you need to do to make sure that that gets accomplished.
Okay, so I don't need to provide a bunch of information. It's just basically a reminder, and you'll follow up with me next week.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. And I will reply to this here shortly. And, yeah, I just want what actually took place and was on the record to be there to reference that it took place and was on the record. I'm not trying to do anything else.
Well, the good thing for you is that it's actually in the record.
Uh-huh.
It's just whether it's designated as an exhibit versus a transcript. And I understand.
Right. And I also just don't know whether or not you'll have to send it back to their court to have the judge certify that that's actually what took place. But again, they're the ones that originally got the reporter in the first place. So
I understand it. I will get with the court to make that determination, and if we need to send it back to make that happen, I'll see if that's something that you need to request first, or if we'll just do it.
Okay.
So,
beautiful.
I'll
just
let you know.
Just let me know. I'm willing to do whatever I can or whatever I need to. I just need to understand, and I just want to have the legal reference there so that we have all the facts and as much information as possible to proceed. So, thank you very much, sir. You have a great weekend, and I'll email that to you shortly.
Sounds good. Have a nice weekend.
Take care. Bye bye.